Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Today's message is a not so much channeled, but more of a little bit of a conversation on Kundalini awakenings, euphoric highs, ecstasy. Ooh.
Not the drug ecstasy, ecstasy, the experience without drugs.
Yes. Yeah, Jill brought up ecstasy, that word. And in my mind, I think of right away the drug ecstasy. And it wasn't that long time ago. Ecstasy was not a drug, obviously. But the
Exactly.
drug, I'm going to go into this, the drug ecstasy does make you have like this euphoric high. So I'm like, isn't that funny how they used that term for that drug? And then it like made it seem like that term now is a bad thing. Like, we can't talk about that. We can't go into that. Like, ooh, that creates something bad because the drug basically tainted the word ecstasy.
And if that hasn't happened for someone, in large part, the word ecstasy in the United States anyway is not very well received in that in its essence, I should say. It's received as like it's sexualized or something. And the euphoria and the ecstasy that we're talking about as an experience is, you used a phrase, Kim, that I liked. It's like self-intimacy. It's like an internal experience. Kundalini is the other word that, if anyone's familiar with that, yeah, but they're experiences, and they can't, and what I want to say, they can be internal chemical experiences. You're not taking something external to create that euphoric stage. You can actually create that euphoric stage and those chemicals inside of your body without outside assistance.
You can. And I'm an open book, so I have had that happen. And when we see this response, sometimes it does feel very like just like peaceful, calming, but the type of feeling that we're talking about can feel sexual, like sexually aroused. That's
Arousal,
the
yeah.
feeling that where that I'm going into that I'm talking about. And a lot of people are so scared to go into this. Oh my gosh. Okay, now they're kind of kicking in. The was it lymphomaniacs? Is that the word? For the people who love to have sex?
Nymphomaniacs. Nymphomania, yeah.
So they have something where they're constantly feeling this euphoric high, this ecstasy. So they're constantly looking that for basically a release. So they have a little bit of an imbalance. Then the other side of it is most of us, I'm going to pick on the Americans because you're right. We don't love to talk about the sexual side. It keeps it hidden. Instead of like sitting there in a state of meditation and all of a sudden feeling aroused. Nobody's around you. Nobody's touching you. You're not watching any like movies or nothing like that. You just got into this complete full state of bliss, this euphoric high, and you're just in the state of meditation and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, and I would say, I would just to clarify, I think in America we will actually talk about, and if it's sexualized, but we will not openly talk about it very easily if it's intimate. And that's why I liked your phrase, self-intimate. And as a matter of fact, like, we'll kind of inappropriately discuss just about anything as long as it's sex and it's outside of us and it's not this, intimate, deep experience. And that's what I hear you describing.
I have had it happen like once. And it was going through my what I call spiritual awakening.
You're cutting out. Oh, you're getting all robot-y.
Oh, weird.
Oh,
Oh my
and you're
goodness.
back.
Okay. I moved my head.
How dare you?
So I had it happen once during my spiritual awakening. And it was when I was under my Rock Siva light, it occurred. but the light just helps me get into a meditative state. I still have to allow myself to be able to go into those areas. Did I think I was going to go in there and have this like euphoric experience, the self-intimacy? No, I didn't go into that experience thinking I'm going to have that or I want that. It was more, I wanted to break free of everything. I wanted to break free of judgments and self-limiting beliefs. And I just let my mind wander when I was in that light session. And all of a sudden, at one point, I started feeling a sensation of arousal, which threw me off. Because I was like, this is not right. I shouldn't be feeling this. And then I got the message, this is your Kundalini opening up. And I was like, wait, what? This is Kundalini? Because nobody's explained it to me that way before.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I sat there and I thought about all the Chinese, Asian, they had these, well, in other cultures, like the tantric books.
Indian, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they weren't necessarily about, like, say, sex in the way we perceive it here. It was more self-intimacy, learning to really love yourself and mm-hmm. be in a euphoric state. It wasn't about, say, the release, the, what do you want to call it? The sex, like
right, it wasn't. It's more self-contained. It's the energy, yeah. internalized experience of the energy, not external or with someone else. And there's no judgment on anything here. We're just trying to be clear that we're talking the internal experience of this ecstatic energy, and that it can be chemically created within us on our own without having to take. When we say external stuff, we're saying external chemicals. Or some people use drugs, a variety of drugs to get that ecstatic state. Now you can have assistance. Like you said, Kim, you use this light that worked well for you, which helped you get into a more, I'd say like, profound meditative state more rapidly. It was just a tool, but it's not a chemical that you took to occur that. You were still very active and present in creating that Kundalini experience. And then I love you're like, wait, what is this? That's not what it's supposed to, like, you know, so.
We go into that self-judgment and I had to stop myself in that moment. Like yesterday, the talk was how I got in my head a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to stop it right away. And that's what I did in that moment. Like, wait.
Stop that. You stop that thought from running away.
Yep. I was like, just be with it, Kim. And it was actually not like I'm very open on here. It's not like I wanted to sit there and like make myself have a release or ejaculation, however you want to call it. It wasn't that. It was more like the sensation that went through my whole entire body. And I like felt a euphoric high.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, like I want people to experience this feeling because when you can get there and you know the feeling, it's like there's a remembrance that comes in your body that can get you through a lot of situations in life.
Mm.
Wow.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so I just want to share one final thing that I shared also with you, Kim, is that I had heard, this as a way to kind of filter this a little bit through our mind, body, and spirit. I had heard that joy is very much of the mind, the thinking process, maybe an emotional process too, but joy. Bliss is in our body, and ecstasy is in our spirit. And that's what I'm hearing you say, where it brings all of those together in this ecstatic, euphoric experience. It brings us into that, like, in a really indescribable state of oneness that, like you're saying, when you're then doing the journey here of Earthwalk and those challenges come up, having had that euphoric experience really can bolster you in your ability to navigate the things that come our way.
Exactly. Because your body then knows that mm-hmm. that's possible. You can have that euphoric high no matter what you're doing, it's there. You've already tapped into it.
Except that it's within you. Your body knows it can say heal if it needs to. Your mind knows it can rebalance if it needs to, or your emotions can. It's effectively unlimited is what's tapped into, and infinite possibilities, it's been called, which falls short of describing it. But hey, you got to try and give it words.
Yep.
Wonderful.
So who knew on a Friday you would be talking about ecstasy?
Ecstasy, euphoria, lots of words here that we'll see how they go through all of the hosting services.
Yep.
Great message. It is. Thank you so much, Kim.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Have a great weekend. Re-listen to this one a few times. There's a lot here. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. All right. Until next time.